when Liam and I have a confession to make to each other, mm-hmm. we don't just say, oh, Liam, I've got something to tell you. I have eaten that last pizza in freezer. Instead, it's like, these are my confessions. And immediately everything stops. The other person goes, right, go on, what are they? And then we sing it in Usher style. Like, I ate the last pizza out the freezer.
Yeah, we'd sing it to Usher.
It was really delicious.
They're not big confessions. Like, Liam, I've got a confession. These are my confessions. I slept with your brother.
Do you have a brother?
No, I don't, so that's why that would never happen. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Feathers and Thorns vlog. We've not been here for a few weeks, have we? We have. Feel like we've let you down a little bit.
We have, but we also haven't, because we've been busy doing exciting things. Like, not just for us. I mean, it's exciting for us, but I mean, to actually bring new designs.
Yeah.
Just really exciting things to the studio.
We're going to tell you all about that at the end of this vlog, so you better stick around so we can tell you what's coming up with us and hopefully with you guys in the next few weeks. But this week we are concentrating on a specific topic, as we do every week. And this week's topic is very important. What is it, Melissa?
Well, we're going with a new trend that you'll have probably seen all over Instagram. Wearing versus styling.
Interesting.
You know nothing about it.
No, absolutely not. I just wear.
Yeah, so everyday fashion, you wouldn't just put on a dress. Like, most females wouldn't just put on a dress and leave the house. You would usually style it with something, whether that be like earrings, a bag, shoes, like a belt. You would style whatever you're wearing. You don't just tend to just step out in a dress. I know men do. For women, it's totally different. And it's the same for bridal.
It should be different for bridal, even more important.
You should be styling more, yeah. So when you put on a dress, it can feel underwhelming because you've not styled it yet. And you need to then start going, right, well, I love this dress. How am I going to style it? And that brings your whole look together to make you feel bridal. I say to you, there's a bit of a rule, isn't there, about styling that I've made up in my own head.
And
I live by. So when you're styling, I personally think you should style three items. So for example, if you were going out and you're wearing a skirt and a top, right? You might want to style that with a belt, some chunky earrings, and then like a cool bag.
Nice.
That's like your three items.
Yeah.
Like, try not to go more than three items, because you can look a bit like, oh, where am I looking? Like, you have focus points and they're the parts that you're styling with. So, for example, with your aisle style, you could have a dress and you could style it, for example, with a veil, hair accessories and a shrug.
Could you style any dress? Because some dresses are minimalist.
Yeah.
Some dresses have loads of tulle on them or glitter or whatever, you know, crystal. Can any dress be styled?
Absolutely. So all dresses, if you're going for a minimalist dress, it's easier to style with items onto the dress. So, for example, belts, gloves, shrugs, overskirts, and that's easier with a minimalist look. If you're going something for a dress with detail and lots of detail already, your styling would probably be in a veil, hair accessories, earrings and jewellery.
Yeah, fair enough.
So there's always styling to be done. Like, you're not just going to rock up to your wedding in a dress, no jewellery, no hair pieces, no veil. Like, you're going to style it. So I'm not always saying you're going to style adding more pieces, gloves or veils or whatever it may be. It could be as simple as earrings. Could be as simple as a drop necklace that's really delicate.
Yeah.
And it's all of those details that make it look really luxury and pull everything together to make it look really elegant.
And a good bridal stylist will do that.
We'll tell you. Like, and also, I think you tend to know as well when you're looking in the mirror, you're like, this is just missing something.
Yeah,
and you go, oh, I think this neckline would look really good with a pearl necklace. Like, one pearl there would just finish it off. Or you know, oh, I'm going to have my hair up and I think I need something in my hair. And it's just those touches that help you, like, feel more complete.
So we're going to, I think we're going to show some examples of how to, how we would style, in this example, a minimalist dress.
Yeah, so we'll style a minimalist dress. So this is a minimalist dress where you're just wearing it. Nothing on it, but these are options that you could style it with. So, for example, you could put some bridal gloves on it. You could add a veil to it. You could even add an overskirt, that's styling, and hair accessories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so, now, I would also like to show a dress that is styled and it's got lots of detail on the dress. How you can style this, as you can see, it would be quite overbearing to have add more pieces, like a shrug or an overskirt. So instead, you can add a very simplistic veil. I think that looks really elegant. It's still detail. Or for the evening, you could add these hair accessories, which look really beautiful. And again, something like this would suit a perfect, like, delicate necklace.
Nice, nice. Awesome, right, great. So that's an examples of styling versus wearing. And I am going to look at myself more in the mirror about how I style myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. I'm not just going to go for a jeans and black T-shirt combo.
What are you going to go for?
I might add... I might add a headband.
Okay.
Yeah, a headband, I think.
As long as you're keeping, never a flat cap. I've hidden your flat cap. Liam owns a flat cap, and I said I cannot be seen with you wearing that. And you were like, oh, did your dad give it you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't, sentimental or not, that stays in a box, hidden.
So we hope you've got some benefit from the conversation about styling versus wearing. And if you do ever come and see us or reach out to us, we will always talk about styling your look for your big day rather than just wearing a dress, because that's not really what we're about.
No.
We just love the styling side of it.
You can literally get a dress anywhere and... you know, it's going to be underwhelming until you start adding those elements that make your look feel like you.
Yeah. So we've been up to some very exciting stuff over the past few weeks. That's why we've not been around. We have been looking at our new styles, what are coming in 2024, 25, and we're really excited about what's coming in, aren't we, for what's coming in next year into our curation, right? And I don't think we can give too much away, can we?
I'm not going to give anything
away. No.
Going to leave you hanging.
You're going to have to keep watching, but we're over the moon with what's coming in.
Let's do a chair dance as to the styles coming in.
What, to represent the styles?
No, as in our excitement.
Okay, ready.
Them.
All right, right. Ready.
Go. 1, 2, 3. We went totally different direction.
It's because we're different people. And also, we have we've started our sessions as well in the studio, which is very exciting, which is we think got a lot of people excited. We're going to put a little clip on now. So that was a clip from our sessions. If you want to watch that, then the link will be below. And we've got another one coming up very, very soon. So, we hope you enjoyed them. What else have we got coming up? We've been all over, haven't we? We've been to London.
Been to Harrogate.
What else have we done? We've been on loads of shoots.
We have been on loads of shoots. We've had shoots in the studio.
Yeah, and more to come.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep your eyes out on our social media for updates about that. And we haven't even mentioned awards.
Oh.
Which we can maybe talk about next week, I think.
Yeah, let's talk about awards next week. Yeah.
Okay. So this has been a video all about wearing versus styling. Anything to add?
Nope.
Great. Have a good week, everybody. We will see you here on this channel next week. Bye.
Bye.